The spectators' attendance today is 11,667. Le nombre de spectateurs aujourd'hui est de 11,667. We are pleased to welcome the Vancouver 2010 Olympic champions in gold Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore from Canada. Silver, argent, Mary Davis, Charlie White from USA. And bronze, Oksana Dominia and Maxim Shabalin from Russia. I think we will all go straight to questions as we were a bit delayed. So the floor is open to questions. Please don't forget to identify yourself before putting up your questions. Thank you very much. First question.
Hi, Waka Koyuki from Yomiuri Shimbun, Japanese newspaper. You have talked about among all the long road ups and downs and sacrifices you made. When you look back now, what is the most difficult time and difficult sacrifice you've made, and how rewarding it is now?
Well, I think Scott and I both as a team have made sacrifices, much like any other team skating tonight. Whether it's moving away from home, missing out on school, normal teenager opportunities, that's just what everyone has to deal with, I think. Last year was especially tough with the injury. It was a rocky road, and there were times when I just didn't think that we'd get back on track and get skating like I knew we would be able to. So that makes this victory even sweeter. I'm happy that's behind me, and it's just so much fun to skate again without pain.
Thank you. Any questions? Tatiana?
Сейчас по-русски сама первый вопрос. Оксана и Максим, в этой первой истории североамериканские пары выиграли золото на Олимпийских. Что надо европейцам делать, чтобы защищать свои позиции в будущем? My question is that for the first time in history, a North American couple, a Canadian couple, won the gold medal. And what do the European ice dance teams have to do to recapture their position? Thank you.
It's really a difficult question you're asking. I don't really know what to say, and the second answer was, I think we have to take all the Russian coaches back to Russia.
Thank you very much. Do we have another question?
Congratulations to all three couples. A question to Tessa or Scott. You choose with your coach Gustav Mahler's music, which is quite a difficult piece of music and really unusual in figure skating. Can you tell us a little bit of your feelings with this music in the trainings and in the competition? Thank you.
Tessa and I really love his music. We have to give our coach Maria's way of credit. She told us that she had a piece that we would absolutely love for quite some time, and we had actually talked and were pretty sure that we were going to hate her idea. And then she took us into her car and played the music for us. And as soon as we heard it, we knew that that we absolutely loved the music, and it was our music, and it was going to make our program. And ever since then, we've loved skating that program every single time, and we still love hearing that piece of music every day in training.
Thank you.
No hockey questions?
Not tonight.
To either of you, the worm definitely seems to have turned. A different style of ice dancing seems to have now risen to the ascendancy. And the other thing is, and both of you, one of you finished seventh at the 2007 World Championships, one of you finished sixth. And 3 years later, you're 1 and 2 on the podium. That never would have happened in the past. Do you really have a sense that this is a turning point, maybe forever, for ice dancing? Either
I certainly do hope so. You know, I spoke yesterday about how much I really do love this new system in ice dance and how much more credibility it has given our sport. I feel like, you know, you get rewarded for exactly what you do. And if you don't like your marks, you can see it there on a piece of paper, go home and improve on that. So, I think it's great. And, you know, Charlie and I guess the four of us have really been competing against each other since day one. So, I knew that that he would definitely be pushing me all the way from not to 2007, pretty much from 2002. Do you want to speak on that new system stuff?
That was perfect.
Who was it?
Okay, one last question here. Oh, okay, good. One here, please.
Bonnie Ford from ESPN.com. Congratulations to everyone. I think one of the main differences that fans would see that only tune in once every 4 years is the difficulty of the lifts you guys are doing. And I wonder if each of you and your two teams could describe a little bit about the training that you do. I understand, Charlie, you wear padding in practice so you're not chopped up by the skate blade. You both use chairs maybe or some sort of aid when you're first practicing these lifts. Just go into a little bit what goes into actually what you make look pretty easy on the ice.
Well, in the off season, we work very diligently with Marina. We watch a lot of videos on the internet and ballet videos, just looking at different lifts, getting ideas for the possibilities of what we can do to bring some kind of fresh ideas. And, you know, it's something that definitely excites the crowds and a way to draw the judges in. So, I mean, for us, we have that one lift where she steps on my my leg and I'm going backwards, and it was just a lot of trial and error. I had a pad on for a little while, but it actually made the lift more difficult, so I just took it off and, you know, blade sharp, but I still have a pair of pants on, so that protects me mostly.
Yeah, as Charlie said, you know, we do work a lot in the off-season to come up with lifts. And, it is a little bit tricky to be innovative in this pretty restricting, in the restrictive rules that the ISU has set out, but we take it as a challenge, and we work with our coaching staff, Maria Zueva, Igor Spielband, Johnny Johns, and just come up with as much stuff as we can, and you would be surprised at some of the weird lifts that you never get to see.
Right, we have one last question, and it would be for you. The gentleman standing here? Thank you.
This question is for Scott Tessa at Shy to Beatty from the Canadian Press. Congratulations. Before you started your skate, you appear to be in your own kind of bubble, like seriously focused, but you appear to exchange a couple words quickly to one another. Can you share a bit about your mind frame and what you said to one another?
It's funny you say that we look like we're in a bubble, because that's exactly the expression that we use all the time, especially leading into these games. It's so exciting, and it can get very overwhelming skating in a home Olympic Games here in Vancouver. So we try to think of ourselves in this bubble and just stay concentrated and stay focused. So before we went out, we just reminded each other of how prepared we were and just said enjoy and just one step at a time and just be absolutely together. So those were our key words tonight.
Thank you very much. We close here this press conference. Thank you again for your participation.